Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Deep under the covers with Jenna Todd. Hey, Jenna.
Kia ora.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty tired, to be honest. I've been at the Writers' Festival all weekend, so I just feel like I was coming to work today and I was like...
What better way to spend your weekend, though?
It was pretty cool, and I felt like I went a bit... I did half days, and even that was quite a lot, but it was really cool.
Yeah, how many talks and evenings with did you attend?
I would probably say about 10 all up, but I only did the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, so it was really cool. They had 74,000 tickets sold.
Shit.
Isn't that crazy?
Where else
do they sell that many? So yeah. I just saw that on a press release that came through this morning, and I felt like the crowd was, it's getting younger.
Yeah, that's so nice to see, eh?
Maybe they're the people that I saw. I saw like quite a lot of youthful authors, and it was nice to see them with the young crowds in there. And I think a big highlight for me and my friends was Durga Chubos with Ellie Yelich. They've like made a big point of not saying Lord in the thing, but that was so nice. Their bodies were just like curved into each other.
I feel like I've heard that they're real like tight.
Real tight. Friends, so it was just like really good friends talking. And even Ella said something like, I feel like we're just going to start talking about boyfriends soon and that we're going to forget that people are around. But no, it was a great weekend. So now it's just back to normal life.
Yeah, heaps of my friends went to that one, and also the Robert Webb talk as well. He's people into Peep Show.
Yeah, I heard that was good.
Yeah.
I heard that was good. So, you know, if you haven't been before, go next year, guys. I went to cool free talks too. That was awesome. I didn't have to line up in too many lines. It was a cool weekend.
And there were heaps of cool music things on.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting outside. I was going to a quiz and I heard Lawrence Arabia playing on the other side, and it sounded like it was going well.
Nice. So nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad it went well.
It did. But I'm actually here to no longer talk about Writers' Festival.
It's over. Enough.
It's done. and I'm going to talk to you about this travel memoir called Hell Holes of the World. It just came out a few weeks ago. And Hell Holes of the World, A Love Story by David G. Brown. And this came across my lap. And to be honest, I was like, I don't know if I want to read this because
it's a thick book.
It's a big, thick travel memoir, but we know it was one of those things where you picked it up and you couldn't put it down.
Aww.
And it was it's been really awesome. So David G. Brown, he's like a born traveler. He didn't yearn for a balanced lifestyle but wanted to go on that road less traveled. So the cool thing about it is that it starts off in the 80s, and so he's going to all of these countries at a time where people are even less travelling than they are now. He lived in a kibbutz in Israel where drugs were planted on him by a jealous ex. He got held up in Colombia. He goes to the Philippines. He goes to Peru. He goes to Indonesia. So it's just a pure travel memoir, but he is actually a very wonderful storyteller. And he's really politically engaged with each place he's going to. Like, he really wants to know the people that he's with and know what's going on in their country. So I feel like it's a really great insight into lots of different places around the world. It's quite a lonesome traveller, but he does pick up quite a lot of lady friends along, and male.
So like, is he an older gentleman?
The really sad thing is that David's actually passed away. He died 3 years ago of a brain tumour. And so it felt like he packed so much into this, like, his life, and I think I'm not sure of the exact age, but I think he only died in his late 40s, so he was young when he was doing this traveling. And the travel, he describes everything so well, so it kind of feels like that Yaks and Yetis style traveler, like pretty hippie, lots of kind of like patchwork.
Did you get up to
many shenanigans? Few shenanigans, but a lot of it's more about the beauty of a place and seeing the beauty in even if it doesn't typically seem beautiful. And I feel like the reason I wanted to talk about this, because I feel like there hasn't been really great travel memoirs. I mean, someone's probably yelling at the radio right now, but recently I feel like it just feels like one of those classic travel memoirs that I haven't seen around in a while. I even think of like Shantaram or something like that. It could be very inspiring for a young reader as well as someone who just loves loves to travel and loves to have someone yarn at them. This is what it feels like, a yarn, but a well-written yarn. He was a journalist and he wrote a lot for, and some of these pieces were published in before he died and before they were put into this collection. And I guess as parts of it he would have, I'm guessing he would have known he was dying as he wrote parts of it. So there's this raw honesty, especially of how he reflects about Auckland and its time at home, and it's not always pleasant of what he says about this country. And so I really appreciated that raw honesty, because, you know, we live in a country, in an industry where it's really hard to say something
critical of someone. Don't let Duncan Garner hear you. Yeah, don't let him hear you.
Oh, so yeah, I just thought it was a great travel read, and I just haven't read anything like this for ages, so it was cool.
What are some of the places he visits?
So he goes to like Syria, Israel. He goes to the Amazonas. He goes to some places that I can't really pronounce. Rwanda. He goes to the Congo. Sierra Leone. Oh my God. We could play the song Sierra Leone. That's a New Zealand song by Coconut Ruff.
Perfect. Oh, I knew we would come to.
We were just talking about, because I'd chosen a song, and then Jogo was like, it's New Zealand Music Month. And I was like, oh my God. That, like, he talks about Crowded House a lot. Well, not a lot, but just sort of like being on a bus in India talking about Crowded House. And I'm like, I can't play that. But Sierra Leone, that's a great way to finish it. But you could, you can buy Hellholes of the World at Time Out Books. It's $35 and it's quite a short print run. There's only 800 copies in the world, and I don't see that there will be any more. So,
and is it true that we've got a little vouchery, little discounty thing happening with the B card in Time Out?
Yes, we haven't Time Out is very happy to be a B card person, but I need to organise some logistics of that. But yeah, announcing now, we're going to be on the B card, which is really awesome.
Very premature, but yeah, yeah.
So we're going to, if you come into Time Out and show your B card, we'll set you up on our loyalty system, and that means that when you come in, it will say that you have a B card, and that you'll get a 10% discount, and that's pretty cool. And so that's what you can get when you come in and pick up this book.
Amazing. All right, shall we go into
Has it worked?
Yeah,
is it lighted up? Okay, cool.
I'm chucking it into here. And
I'm glad. Yeah.
All right.
This is a great song.
Just a second. Oh, fuck's sake.
So that was that was a very sudden, but
I've got it.
New Zealand Music Month. Yay!
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Breakfast, wind, and a sea. Loose Reads.